From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A storm set to release another round of severe weather and tornadoes across the central U.S. this week will generate strong disruptive winds in the absence of thunderstorms across more than a dozen states, from the west to the high plains. AccuWeather's experts say wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour will affect the high plains today, pockets of higher wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour, with an AccuWeather local storm max of 95 miles per hour, are most likely to occur over the mountain peaks in the central and southern Rockies, as well as the eastern slopes of the Rockies. After the strongest winds on Sunday blew through portions of northern Arizona and northwest New Mexico, northward into Utah, the gusty conditions will spread eastward into the Dakotas and Nebraska on Monday. The direction in which the winds are blowing can create additional hazards for motorists who are traveling along the major east-west-oriented interstates across the region. Across part of the southwest and southern plains, where the landscape is dry enough to the point that drought conditions have formed, the gusty winds can cause wildfires to flare up and spread quickly. Since the devastating Smokehouse Creek fire charred more than 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle in late February and early March, wildfire activity has lessened in this part of the country. AccuWeather's expert long-range team says residents in this region of the Texas Panhandle and other nearby regions of the southern plains cannot let their guard down, despite the lessened fire danger in recent weeks. The region is expected to face a high to extreme risk of significant fires this year, especially through the month of June. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.